Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it's Friday. And I am leaving corn country. I just left. So now I get to drive home into the city. Anyway, I was in a group of people today having a conversation. And they were in a really feisty kind of mood. And the N-word came out of somebody's mouth in a description sort of way, that there was a reference made to the way the person was dressed, and the comment was made that resembled, you know, the N-word and the way that they dress, or I guess it was more like a bum. That's the way I would interpret it. Anyway, I was flabbergasted, floored. I heard my jaw hit the floor. And especially from this individual, and in a group of people, it just flowed so freely off of the tongue. I mean, I almost wanted to say that I was offended. Jokingly, I wasn't really offended, but I was just shocked that in this setting, this word just popped out. And then I was thinking, okay, that's their, is that their viewpoint? I mean, is that their the way that they view a certain race, a specific, you know, culture, nationality. And then I was watching Jon Stewart last night, and they were talking about the NAACP awards, and one of his commentators was, you know, poking fun at Sarah Palin for saying something to the president and not playing the race card, and how, I mean, it was just all this regarding the N-word. And I remember then when I was a little kid going to school, and, you know, of course, kids can be mean. And I remember even in high school, freshman year, I was called wetback, spick, taco vendor. What else did they call me? I didn't hear beaner too often. And then I thought about it. And I remember I asked my grandfather what a wetback was, and he says, "You're not a wetback." He says, "You're not illegal." And I said, "Oh, I had no idea what the word was." And I was thinking, their parents, they had to have heard it from their parents, because unless they watch, you know, TV and they heard it, and then their parents had, I mean, I'm just going by my experiences. But anyway, I was thinking, I do refer to myself at times as a beaner, as a joke. And then I think, you know, how black people say, "Well, you can't use the N-word because you're not black." And I thought, okay, yeah, maybe that they did it in the beginning as it's between them, and it's not a bad word, it's not a negative, it's, you know, term of endearment, blah blah blah. And I can see where the word bitch, slut, beaner could also be those words that start out as, you know, they were derogatory, they were no-no words, they were bad. And now they're more accepted to call, you know, women call it, "Hey, you know, bitch, hooker, slut," you know, as in secret, sister bond. And then I'm thinking, I need to stop saying beaner in reference to myself, because I just think it's, you know, no. And The one thing I will say that annoys me is that when, you know, those people that don't want the Mexicans here in the States, but yet they're the first ones at the bar celebrating Cinco de Mayo with their cerveza, with their Corona, and their lime. No. That's a beaner thing. There's that word again. See? That's my Friday afternoon thought. So, I don't know. Maybe it's a crazy one. Maybe it's just stuff floating around in my head. Aren't you glad you're listening? I hope everybody has a great weekend. I'm going to freeze to death because it's going to get cold. Yep. Colder. Laterness, people.